Let's right now open the studio door and welcome Dr. Carlton Maxwell, our sports psychologist, into the studio, professor of psychology at UTD, and the author or co-author of over 7,200 books.
Well, he's really happy.
Thank you. Yes, I'm very happy to be in with you guys, because I'm, as you know, school has started back up.
Ah, yes.
And I just started my 18th year at UTD teaching
psychology. Congratulations.
Yes, yes. I take my Prius there every day listening to you guys.
Oh, well, thank you.
And by you guys, I mean, you know, more public radio, but still, it's great to talk to you guys. You know, I would love to get a new car. But I'd love to get a new car. But my craft coffee fits so perfectly in the cup holder of this one, and I've just never found another cup holder that was good enough.
Pretty much the same,
yes,
aren't they?
Oh, here comes the morning coffee.
So into his craft coffee. Dr. Maxwell, if we could.
Well, it must be good coffee.
Can we ask you about the psychology of winning your season opener 40-0?
First, I need to say that I have been accused. This is tough to think about.
No.
I've been accused by one of my psychology students, who I must say is 21 years of age and fully an adult.
Okay.
And I want to say that my relationship with him has always been very cordial and professional.
Okay.
I've been accused of being too concerned with sports psychology at the expense of regular psychology.
Oh,
and I resent that he did this.
Okay.
And he lodged this complaint against me because to him and to everyone, I say sports psychology is regular psychology.
That's right. Yeah.
Just with a sports angle.
Right.
So I've written a few incredible best-selling books lately that are about to go on sale, and I brought them to you guys.
It doesn't make any sense.
So you can have first crack at them.
Sure.
Okay. Okay, this one is a 700, look how big this book is, 748-page thriller. It's called My Personal Journey During the Season Opener Against the Giants by Rico Dowdle.
He has 700-something pages
in 24 hours?
Everything. Every experience he had during that game.
Well, there's a lot of pictures in there or something.
Yes, yes. This is called, look, this is Little Man, Big Dreams, The Deuce Vaughn Journey.
Okay.
From being a child to being a child-sized man.
Okay.
Listen, any fan of the longest-tenured quarterback in the NFL currently with the same team needs this next book.
Okay.
Okay. This is called, it's a huge book, as you can see. Look how large
wow.
it is.
Size of
it's
that thing.
Large.
Yeah.
It's coffee table.
It's a coffee table-sized book. It's called My Life by Dak Prescott. Now, it's 100-page wordless coffee table book, only with pictures of his leg tattoos.
Wow.
Only the pictures.
Well, it
tells
his life.
Tells the story. Yes.
It tells the whole story.
Interesting.
Just in leg tattoos. As far as we know, it is the first book entirely of leg tattoos.
It's got to be.
Designed specifically for the coffee table.
Yes. It's a beautiful piece of work.
Yes. And this here, this is a great one. Mm. This is a book about kitchen countertop decorations by Mike McCarthy.
Oh. Huh. What's the title of that book?
Complimentary Fruit Bowl.
Complimentary fruit, bowl.
Complimentary fruit bowl.
Complimentary fruit bowl.
Okay.
All right. I'll read that.
Every kitchen needs one of those, I guess.
Now, I don't just have caribou-related books here, too.
What-related?
Caribou-related books.
What?
Caribou-related books!
Oh, cowboy-related books.
I swear I had no idea what he's saying.
Yes. this is called My Life in Poetry as a Gravelly-Voiced Man's Man by Bruce Bochy.
Okay.
Yes, I didn't know. Did you guys knew that he wrote poetry?
I did not know
that he wrote poetry.
Right. But you'll get such poems as Gutting a Deer for Christmas and Garage Drinking While She Has Her Friends Over.
Just one of the chapters in the book.
Just one of the chapters, yes. And if any of your viewers find themselves pregnant with a fetus baby right now and you haven't settled on a name yet, I recommend my spirits book called A Book of 1,000 Names because it's a great way to get some good boy names.
How is that a sport? sports book.
Well, it was written by Jerry Jones, and the subhead is all the people who I will let into the Ring of Honor before Jimmy.
That's a long list.
But you can still get some great ideas like Alundis, Shante, Taco, Stepfret.
Stepfret.
Yes. And you guys are in spirits media, right?
Yes.
You consider yourself spirits media? Of course you do. Yep. Well, how about this? The new Mike Tirico memoir is finally out, and I wrote the foreword to it.
Oh.
So please, I beg you all to take a look at Why That Woman Is Lying Just As Much As Those Other Women.
Oh my God.
Come on now.
Title.
Why is he releasing that?
I don't know. I advised him against it. And the whole prologue is about me advising him against
it. That seemed like a good
idea. But anyway, you guys stop by the boiler room. I just made a...
Oh, you also work in our boiler room.
Bye. Dr. Carlton Maxwell.